Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, we're back. Marks and Reese. When we left the air last night, we were unsure if Joel Embiid was going to play. The line had moved down a little bit.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad I don't bet on the Sixers. I was convinced he wasn't playing.
Yep.
The line was going the other direction as if he wasn't playing.
Yep. Well, I mean...
As if the line's getting smaller, that means he's likely to be out.
Yep. Well, he wasn't, and he played. Now it was not limited minutes, but he didn't play a lot because it was a blowout. I mean, the Sixers handled the Pacers quite easy. Mm-hmm. But he was playing on a bum ankle. Now Doc Rivers was saying, and it's what many people believed. He called him very questionable pregame, and he ended up playing because he's pushing himself because he wants to be he wants to win the MVP. Mm-hmm. And he wants the Sixers to have the best record in the East because he wants home court and he wants the number one overall seed. Now, like Jack had said this, so this is the other side to it, which is like that's great, Joel, but the most important thing for him to be the healthiest that he can be once the season is over. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'll say this: I love the fact that he's pushing himself.
Damn right.
Right? Like, listen, he's missed six games, so I think they played 35 games. Yeah, they played 35 games. He's missed six games. So I think that's 18%. Of the games that he's missed, mm-hmm. He's missed enough. If he's got a bad ankle, he has to know his body whether he can push it or not. I want him to push himself right now, right? Like, is it a bad ankle or is it like a knee where he needs to sit out? If he's just got a sore ankle, you got to play through those things, man. So I honestly talked a lot of crap on Embiid last year, and I think a lot of it was justified. I can't say anything but good things about him this year.
Yeah,
he has been great. He's changed the things that we were concerned or I was concerned about, and I want him to push himself to try to get that MVP.
You should, How often do we get an MVP caliber season? How often are we able to attach a season of watching one of our favorite teams and say we had the best player in the sport that year? It doesn't happen very often. It's a special occasion. It's rare. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be taken for granted. And these type of years shouldn't be taken for granted. And I understand the ultimate goal is to win a championship. But unless Daryl Morey is trading for Kyle Lowry or bringing Kyle Lowry in or Bradley Beal, I don't know if the Sixers got enough to get past Brooklyn, regardless of what seed they are in the playoffs. So with that being said, the only other gratification that I can get out of this year and feel good about is my guy, our guy, Joel Embiid, the process, is being the MVP. You're telling me we went through the process, losing season after losing season after losing season, to get this caliber of player, an MVP caliber of player, and when he's having an MVP year, we don't want him crowned the MVP? I'm not telling you I would rather have him win the MVP than win an NBA championship. Let's not be silly.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you, unless they add something significant to this roster, they aren't winning an NBA championship. And I know that. And I don't need to see the playoffs to have that come to fruition.
Right.
If this is what the roster is going to be in the playoffs, they're going out to Brooklyn whenever they faced him. So I would rather have the number one seed so I don't have to face Brooklyn until the Eastern Conference
with
Finals.
With home court advantage.
And that should secure the MVP for Embiid as long as he's out there. I'm okay with him playing last night. And you know what? Doc handled him the right way. He was in there long enough. They got the W, and you get him out of there. Don't play him a lot in the All-Star game. Let him make a casual appearance. Get him in, get him out, get him ready for the second half of the season. It's Embiid season. That's what it is. There's some retirement MVP trophy for LaFraud out there in L.A. like they've been trying to give him because Giannis pooped his pants last year in the playoffs, and everybody regretted voting for Giannis last year. So now they want to try to give LeBron the MVP.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. This ain't LeBron hate. I'll let you know.
Oh, no, he's calling him a fraud. He called him a fraud. That's not LeBron hate.
I'll let you know when it's LeBron hate. It's not LeBron hate. This is me saying LeBron is having a great year. Especially at his age.
Right.
But Embiid is the best player in basketball this year. He has been, and he needs to play every night.
Yep.
As much as he can.
Well, and
I get the number one seed so that he can clearly be the MVP.
Before AD went down, LeBron seemed like he was cruising to the MVP. But listen, the Lakers have come back down, and that's going to be a direct reflection of LeBron. I think all else being equal, LeBron gets it just because it's been so long since he's gotten an MVP. But Embiid right now? If he, as long as he's not missing significant time and they get the number one seed and they continue to do what they're doing, he's putting up numbers to win it.
Other than James Harden, he might be the most unstoppable player in the league. I mean, I guess I got to go throw KD in there too, but KD's not played a whole lot this year.
Embiid has played
the most unstoppable guy in the league.
Has been unbelievable. Now, Jack feels the other side of this because he's worried about the health of Joel.
Like, oh my God, he's going to push it. We're going to get the one seed. We're going to win MVP. What happens if he gets hurt? What happens if Joel Embiid gets hurt and he's pushing himself to try to get the MVP, to try to win, and then they go out in the first, second round? Like, this whole season's a waste. Like, I would love for Joel Embiid to win the MVP, but I don't care. I want to try to win a championship. And this Embiid playing at this level is the best I've felt about their chances to win a championship. I understand Brooklyn's there. I know it. Brooklyn also doesn't have a guy that can guard Joel Embiid.
So, I agree.
I would give him
and they're going to try to get somebody that can help.
I understand. I would give him a shot in the series. I just hate the idea that he's like battling through playing on a bum ankle just to win a game against the Pacers in March.
Yeah,
like,
and I need him too, because I'm tired of the soft mentality.
Yes, exactly.
I'm tired of it.
Like, he's already playing back to back.
And
I agree. That's a good thing. Yep. That's different than playing on a bum ankle to beat the Pacers at home.
Okay, it's not a Lane Johnson ankle. That's not good. Carried away.
You don't know that
he rolled his ankle.
Well, yeah, he was very questionable. Isn't that what he said?
It's not an MCL strain.
Right.
He's trying to play through it. Come on. What are we talking about here, Jack?
This is the same guy, but he did do that against the Rockets. Remember that in what, 2017, 2018? And they missed the rest of the year.
That was foolish.
Exactly. But he could be doing the same thing now.
No, I'm going to imagine that they're going to be smart as it pertains to that. This seems to me to be more of a pain tolerance type of thing. And quite frankly, he needs to be able to play in pain and play well in pain. My favorite basketball player of all time knew nothing but playing in pain, and he could play well in pain. And that's what Embiid needs to do, because you know what? What happens when it gets to late May and June and he happens to roll an ankle or something? Is he going to be more likely to take the day off and not play like he wanted to against Toronto when he called Brett with a tummy ache at 6 in the morning? Or is he saying, are you kidding me? You got to drag me off the court for me not to play late. And that's the mentality that I want. I want to have to drag him off the court as opposed to having to push him to play in pain at times. Because guess what? Sometimes you got to play in pain. Tom Brady had surgery immediately after the season was over with. He played with pain this year.
Pat Mahomes had a turf toe, immediately had surgery.
Played with pain.
Yep.
Alshon Jeffrey, torn rotator cuff, Super Bowl year. Played the entire year. Sometimes you had the T.O. in the Super Bowl, damn it. Sometimes it's what you have to do.
Yeah, but here's the difference. And here's where I will.
And he's been coddled for too many years and baby. And I don't like it, and I'm glad he's growing out of it.
He's a 7'2", 300-pound center with a bum ankle. I don't need that thing lingering.
And you know what,
275,
Jack?
275.
You have
hopefully he's not 300.
Hosting, no, that was sophomore year, Joe. Yeah.
Hosting the Jazz tomorrow and then off for 8 days because of the All-Star break. Now, he's got the All-Star game, but like the heaviest activity, like you said, he should get is 10 minutes of going out there,
courtesy,
no defense,
yes,
throwing a three-pointer up and doing a dunk.
Get the hell out of the way.
Get out of
the All-Star game is not for big men.
By the way, speaking of getting the hell out of the way, did you see the Pacers? They didn't even try to guard him on the one dunk last night.
Yeah.
They got right out of the way. They left the lane for him.
Dude, he looks – we called him – Olajuwon reincarnated. He really is, man.
Yeah.
Just from a skill standpoint.
Most talented Sixer in franchise history.
Yes.
Well, Wilt would be the most talented Sixer in franchise history, but Joel is right behind him.
What would Joel be able to do then?
He's not the second best player. But talent-wise, yeah, not – A, I didn't have this type of talent.
Speaking of that, Jack, when are we going to do that? Because today is Will Chamberlain, the anniversary of Will Chamberlain scoring 100.
He's trying to skip over it as if it didn't happen, as if it's not a big day to celebrate in the city of Philadelphia. Will Chamberlain, 100 points.
Well, the game was in Hershey.
I went through and I did some research on the game this morning. We will do it. How about 5:25 we go over the Wilt game? Because here's what Jack already knows that.
Did you dump that?
No. Nah.
Okay, I was going to say you didn't need to.
Here, well, yeah, I know. Well, last time I learned my lesson, okay?
Jack's take of Wilt didn't actually score 100 points is not liked by a lot of people. So I don't think Jack wants to take away on his day that he didn't score 100
points. Yeah, I don't want to. Is this Wilt's day? Just like it was Stacey Andrews' day?
Yes.
But it's getting more unbelievable and more unbelievable by the day.
And guess what I have?
What?
I've never shared this with you guys.
Uh-oh.
I have 2 blocks of the floor from Hershey the night he scored 100 points.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you get them from?
Well, I was at the Sixers game. It was about how long ago was when they did it?
They gave them away?
It was like an anniversary or something.
Yeah, I think
of that game. They played Golden State. I was at the game. I took my son. We're at the game. And
it was the giveaway.
That was the giveaway. It was a small.
Wasn't like, a Spectrum floor? Because I have the Spectrum floor at home.
Was it Hershey?
No, I think Ike's right, because I remember the night.
I think it was Hershey floor.
They did the same thing with the Spectrum floor after, I forget how long after they closed down the Spectrum that I have at home.
Okay.
I went to that game. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, this was like a night to honor Wilt. They were playing the Warriors, so they timed it up with the Golden State Warriors. And
yeah,
it was pretty cool.
So because they told you that he scored 100 points on the floor, you just believed he scored 100 points
or
on the floor.
Or that it was the actual floor. That could have been a floor from, from Walmart, for all we know.
Yeah, seriously. Awesome. I don't know what that's supposed to prove, but I enjoy the nugget.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be the floor because they told you it's the floor,
right?
Damn
right it's the floor, yes. Same thing I told Elijah. It's the floor Wilt Chamberlain played on.
Yep, scored 100 points.
That's right.
Man, I mean, you think about if you could get a picture with, like, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, right? Like, imagine a picture with Wilt Chamberlain, obviously Kobe Bryant, but Wilt's been gone a long time here, too, so not a lot of – a lady I used to work with had a picture in her office, in her studio, of her and Wilt Chamberlain. And, you know, Wilt is as big as you would think he is, and, you know, she's probably, like, 5 foot tall or whatever, and it'd be like me standing next to him, except I'm 5'10".
Yes.
We saw that yesterday with Marcus Mariota.
And I'm still getting notifications, people ripping me for it. I'm listed at 5'10". Do you not people not understand what that means? All right, AI was listed.
You're listed.
What was AI listed at?
6 feet.
Right. So I don't have people being like, hey, AI, you're not 6 feet, you loser.
A 5'10 radio host from Willow Grove.
No, but seriously, who gets on AI because he's listed at 6 foot and he's not really 6 foot? All right?
Or Barkley, who's not 6'5".
That's 6'6". No, he's 6'4". Yes. Yeah, come on, man. Seriously.
So you say pound for pound, you're the best radio host in the city?
Probably.
I'd say yes.
Probably not.
I would say yes.
You and Teeks?
No, not. Well, I mean, Upper Moreland graduates. That's
yeah. Well, do they only do they only make 5'10" males in Upper Moreland?
Well, Teek is not. Tom Kelly is not listed at 5'10".
He's listed at 5'6".
215-592-9494. One other thing here, and then we'll get back to the phones. Today's John Bon Jovi's birthday.
Okay,
he's 59 years old.
Soul owner.
They're still.
No, the soul, but he was at one time the soul owner. I hate Bon Jovi. I think he's horrible.
Come on, man. He's the best musician from New Jersey.
That's a Jersey guy.
Yeah, I don't.
Him and the Boss.
I was furious when he became an owner in a Philadelphia franchise, even as the soul. And I because he's a Belichick guy and he's a Giants fan. And I think his music sucks. And I think he's horrendous. All right?
Man, tell us how you really feel.
So that's my thought on Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I thought you were going to wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going down that road.
I was not. I'll wish Mikhail Gorbachev a happy 90th birthday, the former communist leader of the Soviet Union.
Birthmark forehead. Yeah.
Which was the dumbest part of Rocky IV, the fake Gorbachev that was there. All right, let's get back to the phones. We have Fred in Allentown. Fred, how are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Right on.
What's
man.
Up, Fred?
How are you?
So I kind of both believe what both of y'all are saying about the Eagles and, you know, drafting, but I kind of have to fall on with what Ike's saying. I mean, I don't think we need to get a quarterback at six. I think that's giving up on Hurts way too early. You basically wasted a second round pick if that's what you did last year. If you're going to say, oh, well, losing games, well, they were losing games with Carson Wentz and they got rid of him. So if you go in losing games, well, why did they get rid of Carson Wentz this year? You know, because they were losing games then and got a great draft pick. They could have just drafted a guy and kept Wentz. I do believe, though, that we don't need to get a quarterback. I do think there's other holes to fill. Now, if you want to develop your talent, then don't get a starter this year. Trade down. If you don't love a guy, trade down the sixth-round pick and maybe get a one next year from a guy, or maybe a two or a three also this year.
I would trade down. I would trade down. Fred, I wouldn't want to trade down too far. Like, the pick is still very important, right? So if maybe you like one of the corners and you think you can get them at 9 or 10, then that's great. Don't be trading down in the 16, 17.
Let's not get cute.
No. Please, no.
That's the last thing we need.
You trade down. You outsmart yourself. You
can
get the second corner.
Can you imagine if that happened?
Yeah. Yes, I could. Wait, when you have a pick as high as six, unless there's a team, like let's say Carolina really wants a quarterback that's on the board at six, and you get what do you get, a second-round pick out of them for hopping up two spots like that? I mean, if people want it.
Right. Listen, if your guy is gone and somebody's giving you an offer of multiple picks that you feel like, hey, I can still get
the guy you want, yep,
or address the position, and I'd be okay with either one of these two guys if I fall back to 12 or 13. But you don't want to go too far back. You're not a good enough football team that you can say, I don't mind moving from 6 to 18.
No.
Right? Like,
no.
You need to hit on – if you had a better draft track record – then maybe we'd be okay with that.
Yeah, the Colts could say, let's get an extra first-round pick plus, right, and we can still get a guy there.
Yeah, we need you to get a top-10 talent.
All right, let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, one, I hate Bon Jovi, too. Uh-oh. Like, I went to one of his concerts for free once. Someone was like, I got an extra ticket. And all he did was prance around with his stupid feathery hair.
And the mullet.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Second,
I thought everybody loved Bon Jovi.
No, that's bad music, man.
Yeah,
that's bad music.
I funded that Fire Howie sign that got hung up.
I told you. And listen, you were the first guy I thought of. I'm like, did Matt Mike come down here?
You know me. I got some extra money, so I felt like investing it in getting rid of Howie Roseman. So. Also, I kind of agree that, like, no matter what happens in this draft, everybody's going to freak out. Like, if we don't take a receiver, people are going to freak out. Yeah. I personally think we should either take an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, or cornerback. I don't think we're not in the position to be taking an offensive, a wide receiver, and we better not take another quarterback. So, like, no, I just think whatever happens, people are just going to freak out because everybody wants Ja'Marr Chase. But I don't think that's the right move at all.
Well, we certainly know, Mike, we're not getting who we all want. That's for sure.
Well, it could be like we could actually want like a player, and like the Howie's just going to find some guy that no one's ever heard of that should be drafted in the fourth round and take him and at the sixth pick. That's totally going to happen.
Yes.
It better not, Mike. Thank you.
It's going to.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
This may be the year. Could this be the year? Like, I don't think they should draft a wide receiver, but if you're Howie, if you just want to be on the get on the good side of the fan base, I mean, you take the receiver that most people will want, and you can't be criticized for it.
No, nope. Well, that's what he did. That's what he did with the Miles Sanders pick.
Yes,
I mean, everyone wanted
Miles
Sanders.
We were obvious with Miles Sanders. Yes.
Yep, and he liked it, and it was good.
Well, that was Joe's last pick.
Was it?
I think so.
His last pick, I think, was J-Jaw, actually.
Who?
Joe Douglas.
That was
Joe
Jeffrey.
Douglas.
That was Jeffrey Lurie's
pick. Lurie, my bad.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lurie's pick.
Lurie would never draft J-Jaw.
Let's go to Paul, Northeast Philly. No, that's got Lurie and Roseman written all over it. They were watching some late-night Pac-12 games on ESPN.
I'm not going to believe they somehow saw Miles Sanders but couldn't see DK.
Yeah, seriously. Let's go to Paul in Northeast Philly. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? Great
What's up?
Show.
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Listen, I'll give you an option, okay? You stay at 6, or you move back to 8 at Carolina, and you give them your pick. They take a quarterback. Or you move up to 2 with the Jets, and you take the quarterback from BYU. What would you do?
Well, it's going to cost you a ton, and it's also going to tell you that the Jets don't think that highly of them. Otherwise, they wouldn't make the trade, right?
Or they
like your own quarterback.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold can't play. I mean, that's just I you can trade him wherever you want to, and maybe you can turn it around there. But I don't think they think that he can play.
I think this kid is the best quarterback in the draft. I think he is.
Zach Wilson,
the strongest arm, and I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. And I don't think you can rebuild without starting with the quarterback. I don't think we brought in this coach. This coach was brought in to save Wentz. Wentz was gone, so that shows me how much confidence they have in Hurts. I do think Howie moves up and takes a quarterback. I don't think you get a quarterback there at 6, Ike. I don't think you do.
No, you certainly don't get one of the top 2 quarterbacks at 6. You're likely to get a top 4. I don't think that's what they're going to do. But until draft day happens, we're all just guessing. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback. I think Zach Wilson. Honestly think the Jets – Sam Darnold is 21 years old. So unless you believe – like, what would you do with Sam Darnold then? You're going to give him away?
Well, he's probably going to get a second or a third round pick. Right, Chicago's being linked to him because, I mean, he's entering his final year of his contract, so it's
Is
not
he?
Like, yeah.
Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
It's been 5 years?
Well, no, 4. Right, and they could use that fifth-year option, but, like, right now, based on the way he's played, I don't think the Jets aren't looking to.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, did he come out with Baker Mayfield and him?
No, he was, let me see, I'm just pulling it up right now.
Yeah, he was in that draft, right, with Saquon and Baker.
He is in – his first year was 2018. So he's entering his fourth year.
Oh,
he's
wow.
actually 23 years old.
Okay.
So he'll play next year at 24. But to your point, he's still – I mean, he's as young as Carson Wentz was when he was drafted.
Yeah, Sam Darnold was young when he got drafted.
Yeah, he was one of the youngest players in that draft.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what their evaluations are of Sam Darnold. Just based on everything that I've seen watching – you know, pretty much red zone in an occasional game, he just doesn't flash much to me.
Yeah, no, listen, I hear you there. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. But new coach, new regime, who knows? I don't know. All I know is that it doesn't seem like Joe Douglas is in a rush to trade Sam Darnold.
Well, they could take the best player or two. They could trade back, get additional picks. They could give him one more year if they're bad next year. They have another high draft pick to take a quarterback.
Yeah, but my point is that they haven't decided they aren't. They're moving on from Sam Darnold. Like, these quarterbacks moving around right now, like, they may fall in love with Zach Wilson. They haven't fallen in love with him yet.
Not yet.
And they aren't necessarily saying Sam Darnold is a bust and he's terrible.
No.
And we're ready to move on from him. So,
if they
just don't know. Baker Mayfield looked a lot different under Kevin Stefanski than he did under whoever the hell the coach was prior to that.
Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I know.
I mean, he earned himself an extension. They were unsure what they were going to do. Now, that just based on the way that Baker played last year, I mean, listen, it's a good point. And did you know that Zach Wilson was a DoorDash delivery driver at BYU?
How about that?
And then when he was working out with John Beck, who was a former BYU quarterback, he was working out with him in California. He used to go after the workouts with Beck. He'd work all day with him, then he'd go deliver DoorDash at night to make some extra money.
Oh, I'm going to have to trade up for him, honestly.
I mean, we didn't have DoorDash as an option when I was in school.
Yeah, because everybody would have done it, right? It's an easy way to go out a couple hours, make money.
Yeah.
So he's at BYU, and people are putting on social media, like, Zach Wilson didn't just deliver my Taco Bell to me, did he? Like, people couldn't believe it, and he's like, yeah, it was him.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Good for him. Yes. Meanwhile, I was cleaning out pet cages at the veterinarian.
And I was cleaning bathrooms in an office building.
Exactly, yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. More Eagles conversation coming up next. Merrill Reese weighed in on Twitter on what he would do with the Eagles this offseason. What is Merrill Reese's offseason plan? We'll tell you next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you're from around here, you know the truth about treats. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miss cake. You heard that right. It's a miss cake because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or a rich and creamy peanut butter candy cake. Now, you need a midday pick-me-up? Reach for the treat you know and love, tasty cake. Looking for a post-lunch treat? How about this? Treat yourself to one of my personal favorites, the chocolate-covered candy cakes. So don't make a big miss cake. Grab a tasty cake and accept no substitutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.